views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. Welcome to all the listeners and all of the new listeners that are joining the show. It is a blessing to be here with you every week. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we are focusing on love in lots of different ways. We want to go deep into the energy of love and connect with love intuitively, listen for those messages from the heart. One of my favorite topics, but we're very much going to be tapping into that heart chakra today. It's good timing with Valentine's Day, and Valentine's is about romance and things like that. But love has so much more to offer than just that type of love. So we're going to be going into that topic today. I wanted to mention that the workshop for the Eighth Chakra and Intuition Development is getting ready to start on February 23rd. So we have people signing up now. And today's the last day where you can save $50. So today's February 12th. I did go one more day because there's a lot of people that were listening to a replay of the summit that I did yesterday. We had a great time on that. If you'd like to go listen to that audio, it is available now. Beautiful audience over there. And I want to say thank you to those over with the Divine Uniqueness Summit. We had a great time yesterday, and it was just a beautiful blessing. So that is available for another 24 hours. I just wanted to put that out there. All those links are at my website, right on the front page, on the left side column, jenroyster.com. And there's a free ebook out there now. If you would like to go and subscribe to the newsletter, I'm giving out a free ebook on energy balancing, which is a beautiful healthcare plan for your energy field, which really supports your physical body. So that is my gift to you. It is right out there. All you got to do is subscribe, and it'll just come right to you in a download. Now, today's topic, love. Wow. And we do have the lines open. I always keep the lines open for you if you want to call in with a question, or if you want a reading on love and what's going on, and, you know, what you can work with and what's closing it off, or, you know, what's happening. We have those lines open for you today. 1-800-930-2819. And let me tell you, before we came on the air, it was quite interesting because I knew there was a message coming today for everyone. And there's all kinds of stuff here for everyone, whether you call in or not. That's just if you want to call in. But they always give me something for the masses, too. I mean, that just seems to be the running theme here. It's like, this is for everybody. It's amazing how a message can be for everyone. But, you know, they told me last week, you are going to deliver something for everyone. And I went, okay. But I didn't know what it was. And that's how intuition is. You have to trust that. You have to just know, okay, well, I don't know what that message is yet. Doesn't matter. Because they told me it was coming. So I just trusted that. And I waited for it. Well, it came in about 30 minutes ago. Is that, I know, but that's the way it is. It just said, you don't need to know what it is either, because this is being delivered to you as well. And I went, wow, you know what? They're always spot on with that. It was amazing, because this is something we all want. You know, we want love in our lives. We want to know that we matter. We want to feel worthy of it. We want to know how to send love out. We want to be able to receive it. We don't want to feel awkward with it. And to understand love at the depth that's unconditional, that's most of the time a lifetime lesson and growth that we go through. Unconditional is, that's exactly what it means, unconditional. So when they were telling me, okay, we're going to be just really connecting spirit guides, angels, loved ones today during the show, whatever's coming out there. So as things are coming to me, this is literally in the moment today. I love that, actually. It's genuine that way. I don't have time to think about it that way. You're going with it. We are giving it to you. Unbridled, you know, the way it is, the truth. So that is what's happening today. Love itself, what the energy of love is amazing. It is unlimited. It never ends. It never fades. It doesn't die. Things like that. That's incredible. It's like, well, why do we feel so miserable and so disconnected? That's why we're talking about this today. Why are we closing it off? Why are we afraid of it? So Archangel Raphael came in with the message that I'm going to deliver, and I am going to do that when we come back from break, just to make sure I have time. And it is scribbled on a napkin. Okay, because it was just popping in. I went, oh my goodness. I always fix a warm cup of tea for the show because of your talking, you know. And I always have the extra napkins around. It was like, okay, now here's the message. So there you go. And it was Raphael. Now, Raphael and Michael come in probably, they are the two that come in the most for me to deliver messages. I have other ones that come in as well, but it is usually one of those two, or they come in together most of the time. And most light workers or people that are in healing, energy healing, are going to experience Raphael and Michael a lot, because they are so very much about, you know, helping humanity in two ways. Raphael was in healing, and Michael in protecting and helping to release the fear and toxins, you know, that toxic thinking that there's what's holding us back, that lower frequency energy type of thing, and protecting us. So they work very well together, because when you're healing, you want to feel safe that you can let your hair down, so to speak, open your heart to heal. So Raphael is the one that came in, and it was so fast. It's so scribbled. So I'm going to read my own scary handwriting, you know, here in a few minutes when we come back from break, because I just went, wow, that's beautiful. They have never denied me love when I've asked for it. And when we are just in a physical experience of love, it's very limited, actually. Now, it's a beautiful thing to experience, because we're here on the physical plane and we want to experience everything that life has to offer. But do we really mean that? We want to experience the world, blah, blah, blah. We want to experience everything. Do you really? Or you just want all the good parts? Because of course we want the good things, but the challenging times are really helping our soul growth. And I'm a metaphysical show here. I'm about the spiritual energy behind everything. And that is another aspect of humanity. We are more than just a physical experience. That physical experience is what's anchoring us here, our souls, our energy, so we can experience physical. But we are bringing in that spirituality. We are bringing in that energy and anchoring in with it into the physical world. And that is how I feel the ultimate expression of love can be, is to bring that out and through into the physical world, to show love in unconditional ways. And that's not so easy, is it? It's not so easy. It's much easier to be, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore because you've hurt my feelings, right? So I want you to think about different places in your own life while we're on break that you probably limit or close off love. And when we come back, I'm going to be delivering this channeled message from Archangel Raphael for all of us. Stay with us. We are talking about love, intuitive messages from the heart. I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
When you can't get what you need, you feel like taking a toss to it all. So make a better man. You can feel the darkness rise. Sometimes you don't know what you're fighting for. You don't know who it is you despise. I am the hallelujah man. Break all the rules. I'm the king of fools. I'm the renegade in this great town.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today it's all about the love, the heart chakra, intuitive messages from the heart. Now, how can you receive these messages if your heart is closed? Think about that. It's not going to happen. You have to open up. You have to not be afraid to feel and open up to receiving and sending. So it's not, I just need it to come in and keep it limited to the physical. People want that physical connection with someone. And absolutely, yes, that's, we want to experience that while we're here. However, it's not just the physical body that's doing all that. It's that spirit that's within, that soul connection with another person. So you see, they all go in tandem together. Now, I'm going to deliver this message that I received from Archangel Raphael right before the show started. So it's all scribbled on a napkin. It's a mess, actually. I'm going to type it up and put it on my website after. So it is legible. But it was just coming in and flowing, and I just started scribbling it down as fast as I could. And this is for everyone. And this is about the energy of love. What is love? So here it is. Let me just read it. Now, Raphael says, love, it's bigger than the physical world. Think of it like the breeze you cannot see, but feel as it blows across your cheek. Love is an energy that empowers, uplifts, heals, comforts, and never dies. It crosses all boundaries and dimensions, for true love is divine love. Your heart is the sender and receiver of love from whoever or wherever it comes from or goes through to another. Your heart can only feel love when it's open. Loneliness is the result of a closed heart, a locked door. Fear, it shuts down the connection to love. Do not be afraid to love and lose, because you can never lose love if its reach is felt in all dimensions. You are more than this physical body. If you seek love, open your heart. Now, that was from Raphael to all of us. And the big key point there was, don't be afraid to love and lose. Most people will shut down their hearts because I don't want to get too attached because it just hurts too much if I lose that. You do feel that. You do feel that. But you don't want to be afraid to love just because you might lose or eventually you have a loss. You are missing so much by denying yourself of the love. And, you know, I get a lot of calls and private sessions for, you know, I'm trying to, you know, allow somebody into my life to have a relationship with someone, but you have to make the room for that. Where, you know, do you have so many boundaries up? And we want to protect ourselves, but are there so many boundaries up that there is no room for anyone else? Allowing someone into your life is much more than just, ooh, let's go to the movies together. It is let me rephrase that. It's more, I'm going deep, so bear with me with the words. Sometimes when you go so deep with energy, where are the words for that, right? When you're allowing someone into your life, a true love connection with another soul is not trying to control them. It's not feeling insecure that they may not be there tomorrow. That's love. Insecurity, all that kind of stuff. You're allowing them to be free to be who they are, to come and go as they choose. They may be there for a while and then not. That's really hard. We don't want to not be able to control that situation. Love is, in another word, free, freedom. To love another, to love humanity, to love yourself is to be in freedom, to be free, to be who you really are, to express, to honor and respect someone else that may have a different route, that may have a different desire, that may have a different interest. These are acts of love. You know, it's not just about the candy and the flowers at Valentine's. It's much more than that. It's, you know, wow, someone you hear called a labor of love. Honestly, this show is that. You know, I put a lot of hours into the show, a lot of my own money into the show, because I love you and I really believe in humanity. And it's just something that I want to do is help people feel uplifted and know that there is hope and it's not impossible. That's just something that's a passion of my heart. I'm not saying that to say woe is me. I'm saying that was a choice I made to truly love humanity. And I'm almost tearing up saying that because it really is a heartfelt thing. Now, as you're listening to the show, you know, think, how could you open your heart and allow love out to another? Maybe you do have someone that you loved and passed away and you miss them and you want to feel that love with them. That doesn't die. That's still there. You can feel that connection even if they are crossed over. You can feel that if your heart is open, because that part of the relationship does not die. That never dies. That's there. They may be away. They may be on the other side of the world. They may be in the military and you're missing your spouse. You know, if you're military, they're away, or they're away on their job. That connection is that heartfelt connection that you still have with that person. It is very similar to when they may, you know, if, you know, the spirit, the energy of love, it cannot be squashed. It cannot be hindered. It cannot be controlled. You can't control that. If people try, oh, wow, do we try? Don't we try to do that? You can't control that. Fear is trying to control this fear. This, you know, it needs to be a certain way. If you were to open up your heart enough to allow people to express love to you in their style, open up, cast your net wide, you might find that there is so many things that happen. You're going to see things that you didn't realize were acts of love. I mean, acts of love, acts of love are doing the things you don't really want to do necessarily, but you're doing it because you love that person. I mean, we have caretakers out there that take care of people that need things, or the people that are taking care of the animals in need. Are you taking care of yourself that may need something? That's an act of love. And honestly, that is the place to start. If you feel closed off or disconnected from the experience of and the blessing of having love in your life, if you want love in your life, you do want to start with a love for yourself. This is not an egotistical love. This is, when I'm talking about a love for yourself that is not bound by these physical rules and laws and judgments, it is self-care. You know, you love yourself enough to know that a healthy diet, a healthy lifestyle matters, because you have this physical body. And if you want to experience, you know, this physical world, a healthy body helps. Yes, it does. You know, I see people that have so many handicaps, or they may be disabled in different ways, and they have found ways to surpass that. That is not something that's coming from a physical thought. That is coming, or, you know, just a physical plane. That is coming from that spirit and that stamina of that soul to overcome all obstacles. Wow. To me, that is an expression of self-love. You know, they find a way. They find a way. They don't find a hindrance in it. They find a way to overcome and be more than that physical limitation, if that's what you want to call it. They don't recognize it as a limitation. They go beyond that. That's what I mean about that's so important and so part of who we are. while we are here. It's big. It's a big part. And if that part is not connected in and not part of your lifestyle, you're missing the point. You're missing the whole reason why you're here, really. That is the way I feel about it very strongly. And I've had so much that has come to me and things that I've seen evidence of nonstop, whether I'm working with someone else or my own personal life. That is it right there. That's big. So think about that. What can you do to open up your heart so love can flow in and out? We're going to take a break. I'm Dr. Jen. We are talking about love and intuitive messages and receiving from the heart. Stay with us. We will be right back after the break.
We've already said
wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-LETTER-B-INTUIT.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today it's all about the love, the intuitive messages that can be felt and received and sent through the heart. So we are here to talk about that, open up that heart, that connection. And, you know, I've had quite a few messages in the last few days. It's been very much I've had my father that has passed away, reach out. He sends amazing messages to me from the other side. He has sent so much love since he's been over there. It's amazing. And it's miraculous. I've had probably five feathers just I've stumbled upon. It's crazy. I keep finding them. They're continually popping up. I had one the other day that I was walking with Emmy along the shoreline and something just said, stop in your tracks. I knew it was my guide. And I looked down and there's this beautiful white feather. I went, oh, it's so pretty. Let me take a picture and share it with everyone. So I pull my phone out that I had. I always have that on silent, but I bring it for pictures, one of those smartphones, you know, and I go to take the picture. And there's all of these text messages from my bank and, you know, calls missed where someone had stolen our bank card and was racking up all these charges and there was a problem. And so we had some fraud there and I went, oh, my goodness. So the angel stopped me with that. See, that's a message. It was so clear to me. And I went, oh, my gosh, we were able to stop every one of them from going through. We didn't have any loss, thank goodness, because, boy, they were going to wipe it all out. And that was attached to a checking account, you know, that kind of a thing. So, you know, whoa, you know, and I knew that was my guides, my protection. They were letting me know, hey, and that's how it works. That's how it works. They send messages all the time. It was a beautiful experience. I said, thank you so much. I still say thank you. And after that, I saw three or four more. Then I noticed that I was seeing very small ones that were white. I'd never seen that before. They were really tiny ones. And I knew that that meant young youth. It meant young. And I could feel what I would call the cherubs, the angels that way. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm feeling the youth, the young heart. It was just beautiful. So I kept saying, what is with the young? What's with the young? It was new. It was a rebirth. The messages kept coming in. And this is all for you guys. I for all of us, really, because February had the energy when I did that read for the whole year, that show a few weeks ago about the whole year. I did one for each month. And February was Archangel Ariel that came through with, you know, enjoy the harmony and the family, the friends, what you have around you. Be content in who and what you have in your life. Find some way to be content with whatever it is, okay, big or small. That is the way to build on that and manifest more of that. And it was knowing that you are blessed in love and really going into that. And it kept reiterating that. Well, now we are moving halfway through February. The retrograde has stopped, you know, that stopped yesterday. So now we're back, you know, to normal Mercury. Is what, you know, a lot of people call it, normal, not retrograde. So it's back on track. And so things are going to start to feel differently. We've had some interesting challenges with communication while that was going on, I'm sure. I mean, boy, we were having it over here with our electronics. But now we're moving into March. March is starting. The energy of March is starting to happen there. And that is Archangel Zadkiel had come through for that. And that's a very fiery energy that's coming through. It's Aries energy. It's like time to move, go, go, go. However, big heads up here. Now the message comes in about balance because, you know, we can take off too much time and, you know, not do anything, or then we can work too hard. And now we keep feeling like a ping pong ball going back and forth and there's no balance. So now we've got to bring in a balance of our lives. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because that does matter when it comes to love in your life. Are you so busy that you don't have time for it? Are you so busy that you're annoyed when someone wants to spend time with you? If you have animals, they will show you where you do that. No kidding. They will show you and help you with that. For example, when you come home, your dog is always happy to see you and wants to spend time with you. Are you so busy that you can't stop and play ball with the dog or with your children? You know, they want to be with you. What about your better half? You know, do you have time to actually have a conversation, or are you just so preoccupied jumping through a bunch of hoops that you don't have time for that? That is part of love. You know, that is a big, big factor in love. If you don't have time to invest in your relationships, that connection starts to fade. You can do that. You know, you put that intention that I'm going to send love. I'm going to open up, and then it's going to be brought in and received. My dad, like I said, does that across the boundaries. He's amazing. The angels do it every day. You can embrace and have that in your life too. This isn't just because I can do something special. I have worked and applied and intended to learn and embrace my gift of intuition and harness it and fine tune it so I have confidence in the messages that I send, receive, deliver. But I also know that every one of you has that capability as well. But, you know, some people just don't spend the time to work on that. I'm very much a believer in everyone knowing that they can, you know, have that in their life. If you feel lonely, you're looking for what's closed off your heart chakra. What has closed the receptor, the antenna, the communication there? That is the doorway for love. We're in a time now that we're moving forward in humanity where we need to be making our decisions with the heart more, because love is really pouring into the universe. Love is pouring into the world so much. And I say that in spite of all the things that are out there in the news. I know that's out there, but that's exactly why I want to put even more love out there. And I won't stop doing that. I won't. I would love for you to join me in that. I am not going to stop that. Loving from the heart. A lot of people don't feel like they have anything they can do with all the things that are going on out there. They feel powerless. They get upset. They're complaining. They're really wound about it. But I want to say one thing to you. Everybody has the power to send love out there, to pray for a positive, to find those positive things and focus on that, to manifest more. That supports the people that are physically in a place of having to deal with it in a huge way. So we all have quite a bit we can do. And I say we do that. Not everybody can be, you know, physically there, but we have plenty that are there putting their life on the line, doing all kinds of things to try to make things better. But what can we do? We can support them in sending them love from our hearts in prayers, and keeping the positive vibe going. Give them something to come back to after they've worked so hard to help you. Oh, that's how I feel personally about it. So there you go. And I will say that. That's personally from me. Give them something to come back to, something positive. You know, respect that there's a lot going out there to help you. There's a lot going out there. No, we're not going to agree with everything. I'm not saying that. Nobody's going to agree on everything, but love is about accepting the differences in all ways. It's unconditional. Think about that while we take another break. Wow. My heart's very open. I think it's starting to pour out here. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. It's all about the love and messages from the heart. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I am Dr. Jen. We're listening to the Jen Royster Show here. And it's all about the love, the intuitive messages from the heart. We're working to open up the heart chakra to allow love in, to send love, to feel love, to embrace love, to not be afraid of love. Now, while we were on the break, I asked for additional information to help you today in this moment. And I did receive some messages, and this comes in general from basically all of our guardian angels, which also work under Michael, Archangel Michael. He oversees all the guardian angels, and it was like the guardian angels. And it's like, so everybody's. And it said, you're looking for the lower toxic energies, the negative that you may have absorbed, that you may be holding. And they are asking that everyone think about clearing that away. Like, let's clear that away, because that will help open up as well. So that was one of the biggest things that came through. It was like, clear it, get rid of it, drop it. It also brought me back to, we're moving into the March energy with Archangel Zadkiel, and I said that was a fiery energy about balance. But here's the other big part of that. What do we need to carry through and keep? And what do we need to just let go of? March is going to be a time of, okay, I need to list. It's kind of like a garage sale, you know? Okay, I got all this stuff in here. What do I really need to keep, and what do I really need to release? What do I really need to release? This is all part of self-love. This also makes room for more love, new love to come in. There has to be room for it. It can't be so filled up like a full closet and expect anything else to fit in there. So when we release or give away or donate, maybe someone else needs the extra 10 tennis rackets you have that you feel like you can't let go of. I don't know what somebody has in their, you know, garage, but, you know, I'm just thinking out loud. So, you know, if you have things that, you know, could benefit somebody else, that's sending love out to the world. And that's giving someone else something in need. You know, it also clears out energy that's stagnant for you, that's not moving forward for you. Now, spring cleaning, you know, that's part of that. I mean, that's a clearing of energy. Yeah, that's coming up. So start getting your mops ready. I mean, clean up life, clean up, release, remove, let go of things that are in the way, blocking. And as far as love in your life, if you're looking for that romance, if you're looking for someone to be a part of your life, look at how full your life is, clear it up, make room. Can you be flexible with someone else doing something different? Are you so set in your ways that this is your routine? And then when someone else does come in and they might be quite different, and a lot of relationships are like that. They may be, you know, quite different from each other, and it seems to balance, it causes a balance. One may be a lot more right-brained. One may be more left-brained, but there's a balance in that because you need a little bit of both. You're looking to see where you can open this up in balance and allow that new in. Don't be afraid to allow something new in that you don't know or understand. Don't be afraid of it. Do as much as you can to learn about it. But then you're looking to venture out and explore new horizons. You know, allow yourself to learn something new. Allow yourself to try something new that is good for you. That wakes up all of your senses to enjoy life, to love life. It really lifts you. It's very healing energetically to go into a learning mode to learn. I love learning. I teach, but I will never just be a teacher. I am learning probably more than I teach. Oh my goodness. I'm constantly learning and I love learning. It keeps me alive and awake. And then I'm so excited about what I'm learning to share as a teach, you know, teaching. So that's love, man. I love that. I love what I do. I love that I'm putting that out there. I also know that I have to keep it balanced. I have to make sure I'm not filling my life up with so many things that are causing it to pull and drag, to wear me out. If you're looking exhausted, if you're feeling exhausted, looking exhausted, feeling irritable, not sleeping well, that's, you know, a lot of people have been experiencing that recently. I noticed. I've been seeing that and hearing that a lot. You're not by yourself. That was some of the energies that were moving around, but those energies are like a broom coming in and just sweeping through a lot of dust that settled and spinning it all up into the air. Oh my goodness. Think about it like that. Wow. It is pulling it up and stirring it up so you can see it. So you can be aware of what needs healing, releasement in your life. That's what it does. So if you had that perspective when things are happening, oh, okay, didn't realize that. So that is indications to you, that's signals, that's messages. All of that is your intuition antenna picking up and receiving this, you know, unsettledness. It's like, I just can't sleep. I'm not this, I'm not that. Why? Why? Is it stress? What are you worried? Is there fear? Are you feeling something, you know, something else? What's going on? Does your physical health need attention? You know, what's going on? These are all indications to help you figure it out and move and heal and grow. But love, intuition messages from your heart are a big deal. When you open your heart, you can allow love in. When you open your heart, you can receive love in. You'll feel it in so many ways. People can't get close to you if it's all closed off. And you can't really get close to anybody else if it's all closed off. Those are walls that are just keeping everything from connecting. I really had a passion for bringing this to you today. If you missed the first part, I did, deliver the message that I received this morning. I'm going to type it up, put it on the website and post it. So it's in writing. If you want to check that out, the signups are coming in. The class is starting to fill up, coming up on the intuition development, the 4-week workshop that starts February 23rd. The last day is today to save $50 on the class, and that is the 8th Chakra Connection with Intuition. It's all on my website. Go grab your free download, your energy clearing guidebook. If you need clearing, now's the time to do it. It's time to get the cobwebs out. It's time to clean up and clear out. Absolutely. So go grab that when you subscribe to the newsletter on my website. That's jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. It's always such a blessing to bring these amazing messages to me. My life just feels so blessed that I can deliver messages. It's up to you whether you want to receive it or it's not for you. All I know is I'm here to deliver them, and I love what I do, and I love you. I wish everyone much love and happiness in your life as you go clear up, clean out, and embrace love and open your heart to receive it. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.